Jesus often said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. So if we have faith for a few drops, that's what we'll get tonight. But if we have faith for showers of blessing, well, then there's no telling what God can do for us. Let's all have faith that the Lord will have his way in this gathering, and that he'll shower us with his blessing. And of course, that speaks to us of the presence of Jesus, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Let's sing number 217, Showers of Blessing. Praise God. Let God build faith in your heart as you sing. Great expectation. Gather together in the village tonight, in their cottage meeting, that the Holy Spirit will manifest himself and will touch hearts. We've been taught to pray that way. Lord, manifest yourself and touch hearts.
Yes.
That is quite an inclusive prayer. That means that the Lord knows exactly how to come forth and exactly what needs to be done in every life. And so we can pray that way for the village and for the cottage. Lord, you come forth. Make the children aware that Jesus is right there with them. If they haven't awakened to that yet, you know, the Lord does that in meetings sometimes, often. All of a sudden, you're just so aware that he's right there. You hear him in the preaching. You hear him in the testimonies. You hear him in the singing. And then he touches you. And who can describe the touch of Jesus? It's so wonderful. And it's a touch that
stays with you.
There was a fellow that came from an abusive home. He didn't have the love of a father. And he wasn't doing too well in school. Well, he had so many problems at home. The last thing that he was interested in was arithmetic and history. But he had a Christian teacher. And you know, he said that when he was struggling over some of his work, he said that Mr. whoever he was, he came and just put his hand on my shoulder. And I just felt the love. It felt so good. He said, you know what, I went back home and I picked up my books to try to study. I still felt his hand on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. That encouraged him. And you know, if it could be that way with a human touch, thank you, then how much more with the touch of God? When God touches us, he wants that touch to abide with us and to continue to help us to be all that God would have us to be. So let's pray that those cottagers and those villagers will experience a real touch from heaven tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Linda, pray with us, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for what we were part of this morning. All those long verses those cottagers learned, Lord. And all those songs. Father, we pray that it won't just be memory by rote for them, that it will really get into their hearts.
Yes,
Father, that it will really be a seed that is planted deep in their heart, that the enemy will not be able to rip out of it.
Yes,
Father, we thank you for the village girls, Lord, and their enthusiastic singing this morning, and their memory work also, Lord Jesus. And we pray, Father, that the king's daughter will be all glorious for them, for each one of them.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Father, that they will stay true to you and pure before you, dear Jesus. Father, the things of this world will hold no fascination for them, Lord, but the things of God will grip them in such a great way that they can't deny it, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. Father, we pray that they'll really press in with you, Lord, that they'll really see Jesus, Father. We know that's Mary's heart cried, knowing Jesus and loving Jesus, dear Jesus. We pray that that will be true for each one. Lord, some of them come from horrible situations at home, and this is such a respite for them, a time away.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray that it will be a time away that will last for all eternity. Lord, that they will really call you Father. In Jesus' name.
Sweep over this camp, sweep over this camp, sweet spirit, sweep over this camp. Our rest is coming as we sit at thy feet, sweet spirit, sweep over this camp. see it in a book, but it's, there shall be showers of blessing if we but trust and obey. And there shall be seasons refreshing if we let God have his way. That's easy to memorize, isn't it? If we'll trust and obey, that opens the way for God to come to us. And if we let him have his way, yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, believe Jesus to have his way in the meeting.
There shall be showers of blessing if we but trust and obey. There shall be seasons refreshing if we let God have his way. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing reaching. Prayers he comes round us are calling, but for the showers we bring.
Now we want to yield ourselves to the Lord, and that may mean to praise him. For some, and it may need to clap your hands. If the Lord leads you to do that, or to sing out a song, or give a testimony. You know, I was with Billy Rodriguez not too long ago. Some of you know Brother Bill. He used to live at camp here. Now he's ministering in Texas and Mexico. I haven't seen him for years, but I was down in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and he was staying in the same home that I was for the wedding that we were attending. And he plays guitar and sings. And so we were having a wonderful time of fellowship. Some had gathered together to worship the Lord. And I brought my guitar along, and we were just singing hymn after hymn. It was really wonderful. And then someone said, "Billy, you sing a song." And so I handed him my guitar, and he sang a song to us in Spanish. And he sang, sounded like a real Mexican melody. And he sang so enthusiastically. And then after he was done, he said, "You don't know what I said." I smiled. So, and he told us, he said, "I praise you, or I worship you with my voice, I worship you with my soul. I worship you with my voice, I worship you with my soul. And if I no longer have a voice, then I praise you with my hands. I praise you with my hands, I praise you with my soul. And if I don't have any hands, then I praise you with my feet. And if I don't have any feet, I praise you with my soul. And if I don't have a soul, well, that means that I'm in heaven with you, so that's even better." So we got a kick out of that. Oh, whatever we can do to praise and worship the Lord, we ought to do. Brother Tom, years ago, I remember gave a testimony about a man who, I guess he didn't have any arms or something like that, or he had one arm. And he would lift that one arm to praise the Lord, and people always felt bad for him that he only had one arm. And he got up and testified. He said, "You know, people feel bad for me because I only have one arm to praise the Lord with. But I feel bad for the people that have two arms and never use them to praise the Lord." Something like that, right, Tommy? So, what do you do with your arms and your voice?
Yes.
Well, let's just give God the glory. Worship him tonight.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Thank you. to sing, my great Redeemer praise. The glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God assists me to to be holy, meet up with thy Lord. Spend finding him always, and meet up his word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak, forgetting in
verse of that hymn. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret, Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus like him, thou shalt be. Thy friends and thy conduct, his likeness shall speak. And I'm so glad that as we spend time with Jesus, he changes us on the inside. I remember the first time I came to camp, I was a young adult, and I didn't know anything about Pilgrim Camp. I didn't know what it was about. I didn't know what to expect. We were here for about a week, and we went back home, and we were living outside of New York City. We were attending another church locally. And the pastor's wife of that other church said to my husband after we got back, said, "What happened to Aletha? She's different." I didn't realize that I was any different. But Jesus had worked in my life during that week here at camp to change me so that others could see that there was a difference in the way I was acting. And I think that's what all of us want tonight. We want Jesus to come and to change us within. And when we just say, "Lord, here I am," and we don't know how he does it, I still don't know how he does the change. I just know that he does it. And that he comes in his love and he works such a change in us. And he continues that work. And we're told that it's a gradual change. It's from glory to glory. It's step at a time, a little here, a little there. But as we spend that time in his presence, he just comes and works in us and changes. And we leave here different people than when we came. Better people. More like Jesus. So that others can see Jesus in us in a greater way. And I know that's your desire. And I think if we each one just open up to Jesus tonight and say, "Jesus, this is what I want. I want you to come and work in me. I want you to change me. And I just offer myself to you tonight. However you see to do it, to change me. Take time. It's Jesus."
Love divine, O love excelling, joy of
up a few verses there. You get through the song faster that way if you sing them all at once.